Hare Krishna. Information puffs us up. Application builds us up. Information refers to scriptural information about various technicalities or memorization of various facts and figures from the scripture. Whereas application, of course, refers to trying to live according to scripture. Now, when we study scripture, it does contain information, and scripture itself is vast, and various sections in the scripture can contain different kinds of information. Now, when we study scripture within the bhakti tradition, bhakti actually uses our material skills and attributes also to help us move closer to Krishna. However, if we become proud of those material abilities, then the same thing, instead of taking us closer towards Krishna, can slow us or even stop us. And if this happens, if we become proud of our intellectual ability, then that pride can be especially deceptive, because among various opulences, various qualities that we may have, now, intelligence is often mistaken to be a sign of spiritual advancement. It can be mistaken like that by others, and it can be mistaken like that by we ourselves also. How is that? Because generally within spiritual circles, scriptural learning is respected. And if we study scripture, and if it's quite likely that we'll be praised as scholarly. And we may also consciously or subconsciously, intentionally or unintentionally, seek such praise by memorizing and quoting esoteric pieces of information from scriptures, from different scriptures for that matter. Some people may quote, I quote from Mundaka Upanishad, Brihadaranyaka Puran, and this and that and that, Brahmanda Puran. So now what happens by this is, as we get more praise, then our ego starts puffing up. And rather than recognizing this as a problem, we may think that my possession of esoteric information, of things that no one else knows, that is actually evidence of my spiritual advancement, of my spiritual growth. However, this is a disastrous misconception. Now, we grow spiritually not by our information, but by application. Especially when we apply scripture, especially the central teaching of scripture, to turn our mind away from the world to Krishna, then at that time, that attempt exercises our spiritual muscles. And although we may try sincerely, we will find that the recalcitrant, the stubborn mind, repeatedly goes away from Krishna to the sense objects. And again we drag it back, and again it goes away. And as we keep doing this again and again, we realize that we can't do it on our own. The mind is too strong and stubborn. And then we apply another teaching of scripture, that is to take shelter of Krishna. We beg him intensely, urgently, fervently, Krishna, please help me. And being pleased with our sincere prayer, when we actually turn to Krishna like this, then this acknowledgement of our dependence on Krishna, it pushes the ego aside. The ego is blocking the door to our heart. And that's why Krishna cannot enter into our heart. We may know about him, but that knowledge does not manifest as attraction to him. But when we humbly acknowledge our dependence on Krishna, then that pushes aside the ego, which is blocking the door of the heart. And then Krishna enters and enchants. As Krishna reveals his all attractiveness, due to the Krishna's all attractive presence in our heart, our information about Krishna's glories matures into attraction for him. And it is that attraction that actually satisfies the heart. That's why Bhagavad Gita 6.8 says, ज्ञान विज्ञान तृप्तात्मा कूतस्थो विजितेन्द्रियः युक्त इत्युच्यते योगी समलोष्ट्राश्म कांचनः. दिस इज ज्ञान विज्ञान तृप्तात्मा. दैट हु इज सैटिस्फाइड, दैट पर्सन इज बिकम सैटिस्फाइड हु हैज ज्ञान नॉलेज एंड विज्ञान रियलाइजेशन. रियलाइजेशन कम्स बाय एप्लीकेशन ऑफ नॉलेज. सो दिस इज हाउ बाय एक्चुअली अप्लाइंग नॉलेज our we build up our spiritual muscles, grow. The more we become attracted to Krishna, actually that is itself, that attraction itself is the growth of our spiritual muscles, because by that our attraction to material things subsides, our capacity to fix the mind in Krishna increases more and more, and that way we grow up more and more till we attain spiritual perfection. We attain love of God and we return back to Krishna. Hare Krishna.